Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, we read the story of the Tower of Babel. And in the 6th verse it says, "And the Lord said, 'Look, they are one people and they have one language. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them.'" If you read through the Bible, you realize that so many stories are perplexing and disturbing. We know these are stories told by ancient people who are doing their best to express their understanding of God and the world as they saw it and witnessed it and experienced it around them. The story of the Tower of Babel, which many of us remember probably from childhood and church school class, really does strain our religious sensibilities. Why, according to the story, did God need to confuse and scatter the people? What were they doing wrong exactly? They were working together in harmony. They had a strong vision for the future. They were making impressive progress as a society. How could God be against that exactly? Unless, and this is the thing, unless in the desire to make a name for themselves, they forgot the very purpose of their own creation. They'd been created to be in relationship with God. They were not supposed to secure a place for themselves in the cosmos. They were supposed to adhere their lives to the presence of God. Independence and innovation were not to be their goals. No, dependence and cooperation with God was supposed to be their primary pursuit. All the progress in the world wasn't nearly as important as partnership with God. You see, towers fall. Societies crumble. Names are forgotten. But our relationship with God endures forever. Let's pray. Lord God, too often we try to make a name for ourselves. We suspect we do this because we don't really trust in your presence. We feel alone much of the time. We feel like a grain of sand amidst the great expanse of the cosmos. We desperately try to compensate for our smallness by doing more sizable works. However, Lord God, we have this sneaking suspicion that our life and our memory are ultimately bound to you. Therefore, our partnership with you should be our first priority. Help us, Lord, to get that straight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan, and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.